Question: have your thighs ever rubbed together, creating a rash because of friction? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to MegaBabe, it's also no problem. Thigh Rescue is the anti-chafe stick made for chafers by chafers. Get MegaBabe's Thigh Rescue and experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about. Thigh Rescue stops chafe. With one sold every 30 seconds, you better run to MegaBabeBeauty.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, I'm Ham Bagby, and this is Sports Talk. This is a song off my new record that's going to come out. Drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. Another night, another bar, it's never gonna end. They ain't too bright, but at least they don't pretend. And I'm drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. My dumbass friends, you know they all got hopes and dreams. My dumbass friends, you know we're on the same damn team. My dumbass friends stay out all night. My dumbass friends don't start no fights. We're at a bar drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. Guitars with my dumbass friends and talking all about what great big stars we could have been. It happens sometimes, and I'm sure it will again when I'm drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. My dumbass friends, you know we all got hopes and dreams. My dumbass friends, you know we're on the same damn team. My dumbass friends stay out all night. My dumbass friends don't start no fights. We're at a bar drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. We're at a bar drinking PBR with my dumbass friends.
I mean,
can you
do covers and shit?
Sure. Alright, just everybody just talk a little bit of
check 1, 2.
Checking in the mic.
How's it going?
That's his normal speaking voice. That's how he always talks.
How are y'all doing today?
Popcorn feelings.
Sibilance.
Boy, can we all reset PBR on there?
I sure can.
We'll get rolling.
Alright. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. It's quite the episode. I have got Ham Bagby here with me. How goes it?
I'm good. How are you doing?
And we're here to do a little politicking and a little bit of promoting on this new record you got coming out. We'll tell the world about it. Also, co-hosting with me today is none other than Bob Baker.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. I'd like for you to plug what y'all got going on at Druid City. Y'all do a little podcasting yourselves.
Yeah, we have a podcast called the Waxing Crescent Society. It's supposed to be like a, you know, satirical hush-hush of like the brewery, what's going on over there. But you can find it on our Patreon. But yeah, if you like to check that out, you're welcome to.
And just to give you a little taste of the location, we are in Tuscaloosa at Sam's house. It's a crawfish bowl. You might hear the music in the background. It's a party.
It's a hell of a time, man. I always look forward to this time of year. He's been doing this thing for
over 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years. I've been to a handful of them. So
I was living here when he started doing it, and this is the first one I've been to. This is the first one I've been able to be at. It's nothing against Sam. I haven't been able to attend.
I didn't know if it was like a 9 years straight Ham's been playing this. So it's your first time here and playing?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
My first time playing at all.
No. Right on. All right, so just back to Ham for a second. We had Ham on the show. We've talked a little bit about the past. We talked a little bit about the Tuscaloosa scene and your history. Tell us a little bit about this new record, All Filler.
All Filler is...
Is No Killer implied?
Yes. The joke is that I have intentionally put out a shitty record.
I can't wait to hear it.
but it's my last record, Trying Not to Die, came out a couple of years ago, and I immediately started writing the songs that the majority of which are all filler. And there's one on the record that's been around for a bit that I never got to use before, but I'm excited about it.
Which one is that?
It's called Batshit Famous.
Yeah, okay.
It's a take on Batshit Crazy.
Yeah. I started writing a record from the perspective of somebody who's lived through COVID. So
yeah,
and all of the emotional health issues that we have, and some people are mentally ill already, so it's partially about mental illness, it's partially about substance use, it's partially about loneliness and isolation, and but I try to create a cohesive mood type thing that's a little bit deeper than the songs that are on the last one, which I like the last one a lot. I mean, but it's like,
what's that one that you had on there? It's you lost your job.
You're depressed,
you're pregnant, and you got COVID or something.
Quarantine.
Quarantine, and you're quarantined.
Quarantine, pregnant, and getting divorced is the name of that song.
All fillers, guys.
That's... I've listened to your music for a long time, and there's always been this really, in my opinion, this really nice blend of comedy and sincerity in what you write. And so, you put that one out. It's hilarious. But yeah, it was like, what's the modern country song of our times? It's like, yeah, this and that, and you're quarantined. So
that's just it. It ain't no longer about trains and trucks and your mom
right.
Yeah. So, just to go back, flashback was first time that I had met Ham. We were all together. We were at Druid City Brewing.
That's right.
You shared a show with Janet Simpson that night.
I somehow convinced the literal best songwriter I know to fucking open for me at Druid City.
Yeah, that was a good night.
It was a hell of a night. And that
but
was,
it's so
that was
weird.
The first intro.
Me and Janet, I met her right after the video for Nashville Girls came out. And I was like, I really like that song. I can't wait to go back and listen to the rest of your album.
Mm-hmm.
And I just met her with Will. And I went back and listened to the rest of that record, and I was immediately one of my favorite things that I've ever listened to that someone I know has put out, and I contacted her, and I was like, oh my God, I don't know when we are going to be able to do this or how we match up as artists, but we've got to play shows together. I would love to play shows with you.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. And so the first time we got to that manifested itself was y'all had put me at Druid City, and I was like, I could get an opener. I'll call Janet, and Janet was into it, and I was like, So it ended up being a road trip, and we got to know each other even better, and it was just a fun night.
Yeah, and so just how did y'all two meet?
Oh God,
we have been knowing each other.
It's been a long time. I helped
still
him
kicking the Tuscaloosa can around.
Oh yeah.
I helped him for a long time. Ham had his birthday party at Egan's over the weekend. It was called Ham Ham Jam Jam, and there were several of them. And it would just be an onslaught of bands from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and he played in about 2/3 of them. But I was I had my own other podcast at the time.
Just you and Tyler.
Which one was that? Trivial Pursuits, or Bob and Tyler Show? Or
Trivial something. Pursuits is when I met y'all.
Yeah.
And I think that when Ham Ham Jam Jam came around was probably, y'all had probably moved on to...
I think we were at 7 at that point or something like that.
I don't know if Trivial Pursuits was y'all's, was the one that y'all were on during the first one or not. I think it was... That happened for 9 years, so I don't know.
All that suffice to say, that's all ancient history. But
y'all did another. You did another one with Zach.
Yeah, it was Zach Travis with What's Happening in Alabama. Yeah. But yeah, I've just been, I don't know, interviewing him for a long time because I've always loved his music. And he approached me once to film one of the Ham Ham Jam Jams that I never finished. I think I got you. I think I backed you like one night of that, maybe Friday night.
I don't think I've seen any of it in a long time.
Have you not? Well. Here's my public apology. I'm sorry.
Does it still exist?
It might be in a hard drive somewhere. We'll hunt around and look for it after the show.
The Ham Ham Jam Jam was the most insane thing to book. And
I mean, there's like 13, 14 bands.
Yeah, you have to cover everything. Because somebody's going to be like, oh, our drummer, you know. Our drummer got a cold, and now we can't play the thing. It's like a...
And two other bands are relying on that drum set to play on, and you know, all that nonsense, yeah.
So there's all this logistic stuff of,
sorry,
I didn't mean of that, and...
Oh, it's blocked off sound. That's
sorry,
excuse me.
That's what editing's for.
No, it's
that's late, let's say that. I should have bummed a beer from that dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, still happens. They're here.
But yeah, that was always a crazy good time. You ended up doing about... Did you do 10 of them?
No, I didn't get the 10, and I'm still...
You still hunt for it?
I'm still bummed about that. I want to do another one. Is there one out there?
Are we looking for beer?
Yeah, he's going to get some.
I'll take another one if you can find
it. Yeah, we'll have 12 beers. Thank you.
yeah.
Well, we should do it at the brewery.
Man, I really feel like it's going to be hard to do...
That's we had Sweet Dogs thing up there. You've ran into him before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. With Taylor,
yeah,
a couple of times, and then I saw him without Taylor there twice at the brewery. Now I think,
yeah, this is a real caveat. But Sweet Dog had his birthday bash up there the other day, or a couple of months ago, and he found this like placard of like $3 on it, and like they brought it out of the inn, and they just smashed it in the middle of the street. And it was just, oh my God, it was kind of, like, for 5 minutes there, I was like, oh man, we were teetering on a line of, like, this might be getting out of hand. but then everyone cleaned up and went home, so.
There you go. But just back to the Ham Ham Jam Jam, just for a minute, like, where did that come from? Why'd you want to do that?
A bartender who used to play at Egan's didn't have, two bands had fallen off on one weekend. It was around the time of my birthday. And he said, you know, you could just... play the whole damn thing with all the bands that you're in. And I was like, I mean, I'd have to find another band to fill out the whole weekend, but you're right, I could probably do that. And he was like, it'll be the Ham Jam. And there was a, you know, there was a Saturday or Friday and a Saturday right next to each other on the calendar. And he wrote Ham Jam on both of them. It was the Ham Ham Jam Jam.
Oh, okay. So it's
that's
like,
how the name, looks, okay. That's where the name came from.
I didn't know that.
So the first one was just like all the bands that I was in at the time, which was like 5 or 6 bands, and then the one after that was just kind of like, let's call people, let's just see who wants to do it. And so I would bands from, you know, Mississippi and Birmingham and wherever I knew had been playing around, like I would just acquire a queue of bands and you know, create these bills that were legendary. And
oh God, just, they were.
And
yeah,
then I would just
you're surrounded by so many good players.
I know. And then I would just sit in with all these bands and get obliterated.
Well, that was in the days of Egan's, which are long gone. But say love me.
Yeah, so Mama Dixie would MC the event from Pink Box Burlesque and. I mean, it's just like, it's just this crazy happening of, you know, West Alabama music and Alabama in general music and what all you could get together, and then like the biggest party of the year as far as, you know, Egan's was concerned and stuff like that. And then
I don't want to sound ho hum about the music scene, but like, man, that was those are glory days for
was
me.
That was the high of it, you say?
For me, it was. I mean, like, but I was young. I was in my 20s, you know. But I feel like we haven't quite gotten back to it since.
There's nowhere for them to play. The younger people are doing. They don't have like open mics to meet people. They don't they don't have anyone to compare themselves to. So there's like there's that's missing.
Sure.
You've got to do that work, you know.
It's wild, like saying that about a college town where they are,
which, you know, there's talent around.
Yeah, and by the way, and like with everything that Drew City does, it's great, but it's still not like I remember those Egan days.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's just what happened. You know,
L.com released an article yesterday. CBDB is taking a definite hiatus or an indefinite hiatus, and. Yeah, like they're one of the few bands that was kind of on the last hinge of that had held on, and they've been
before they were CBDB, they were Size Band, and I was playing guitar in that band.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then I couldn't make it to this, that, and the other, and Chris Gottlieb was filling in, and then Chris is obviously a much better fit.
That dude
me.
Can he's play.
He's also a really good guitar player. So
that dude can play. Yeah,
I'm like a fake good guitar player.
Oh, come what on. Do you what come what does on, that mean? Dude.
I pretend.
I mean, sure, technically, yeah, right.
That's why we called it all filler.
That's right.
I'm a self-deprecating artist.
So I mean, just to go back to
hey
guys,
hey y'all, everybody.
Hey y'all.
Oh, the intro.
Sorry,
it's
we're
okay.
Almost done.
It's your house.
Oh, right. I just kicked that woman out of her own house, and out of her own room.
Bob,
why am I like this?
Speaking of self-deprecating.
It'll be fine.
Just to take a seat back, just even with the last episode, is not just so much all filler, maybe up to today is, and I think Bob hit the nail on the head, it's somewhat funny, but it's somewhat very sincere. When I think about your music on the spectrum, you cover a lot of ground.
I try to.
So, I mean, where did that come from? Where did the...
I think that initially it was like, if I'm going to... All right, so if you look at songs as... What do I... Like, when I looked at myself as a musician and what I wanted to do, it was play guitar solos. And that's not a viable model for...
You can't just get on stage and play guitar solos for an hour.
You can't just dick around on guitar
I've seen Louis Linguini do
for
it.
3 hours.
It's a different story.
You can do it for 15 minutes, but you can't do it for 3 hours. You're just not allowed. It's against building codes.
There's laws about that.
So I was like, well, you know, maybe it's about, you know, singing the songs and stuff like that. But I mean, like, cover song stuff is fine and good and everything, and there's a time and a place for it. But at the same time, you know, if I'm going to have a viable music career, and this is in theory as a younger person, I've got to have a catalog of songs that I can draw from to put on a show. Because ultimately, it's about putting on the show that you can say, hey, I'll show up at your crawfish boil and play for a few hours for, you know, a couple of bucks and some crawfish and a couple of beers or whatever, because you gotta and put, you know, gas in the gas tank and all that. So like when I was thinking about when I was, you know, writing songs initially as a songwriter, it was like, you know, I could write about my sadness and all this stuff, but the sad songs that you hear are always like really just soul crushing and depressing.
The ones that really hit you hard, and I know them. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm not like that kind of a you know, depressed person. I'm like, I'm gonna make jokes at
more of a Chris Farley
at my own expense, and you know, do
like
that kind of stuff.
It's like a crying clown.
And so it's like the funny songs kind of came from there. So like you hear like my early funny stuff is like Shit's Crucial, and it's just kind of, you know,
That's his free bird, by the way.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter where he is or what he's doing.
It's just a litany of one-liners, like and then there's some more, like there's songs about drinking, like because I played at bars and stuff like that. So
right,
I'm a dick when I drink is one of those. But as the years progressed, it was kind of like if I can find the punchline in it and write it, but still make it positive and, you know, like somehow like affirming to to like some part of the situation, because there's got to be something beautiful in it, or that, or it's not, or in my head it's not art, you know. Like, and there's a lot of funny songwriters who write beautiful songs that are still funny, like Jerry Reed or Weird Al Yankovic,
Randy Newman, yeah.
Roger
Miller. That's who I immediately think of, like, when I try to compare like your songwriting to
Roger Miller's my favorite songwriter of all time. Yeah. And so I had to work up a way to, you know, take this guitar solo vehicle a little bit more seriously.
Because, by the way, you can play.
Yeah. if anybody's out there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
I'm here to go ahead and put myself in the overrated vote.
Yeah, that's fine. we'll just
I vote myself overrated.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's all right.
Just thinking about like songwriting, and that's one thing that I've really been thinking about lately. Just like, well, personal songwriting is like, I'll get home from work and I'll sit down and put the pad to the pen and begin to think about ideas, and then pick up a guitar and try to figure out a melody. And then I think about like what some of my friends are doing who may be on tour or whatever they're doing. Is like, they can remember the specific place they were sitting when the idea come across, or they can remember the specific event. But with as sitting down with your stuff, it's like, it doesn't seem to so much matter about a particular time or place. It's just something that could happen any day of the week kind of thing, you know, with some of your songs.
I think the only one that I've written, I mean, the only one that I can think of that I've written in my entire life that is like specific to a time period is probably that quarantine song, mm-hmm. And it's probably just about the quarantine. But I mean, you know, COVID's probably going to be around for the rest of
our lifetime.
Lives.
Yeah, sure.
So there's the new flu, if you will.
Yeah, who knows who was hey, Skip.
Hey, Ham.
Hey. We were just talking about Ham Ham Jam Jam. You want to talk about that for a second? We're doing a show.
Okay.
You want to be on the show?
Hey guys, what's happening?
It's Skinner.
It's me.
He used to work at Egan's a long time ago.
Just busting in the middle of the show, saying hi to everybody.
Do you have a shirt?
Hi everybody.
Glad you're here. We've been waiting on you.
Do you have a tight 30 seconds to talk about a Ham Ham Jam Jam from back in the day?
Yeah.
Well, I can give you one quick story about Ham Ham Jam Jam.
All right.
So, okay.
This is perfect.
there was a Ham Ham Jam Jam. I was working at Egan's. Jeff Sides was out of town for some reason because he just abandoned us during Ham Ham Jam Jam.
Mercy.
And so I closed on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Jeez.
All 3 days of Ham Ham Jam Jam, and I kept a running tally of at least 3 minute long solos. If they got to 6 minutes, it counted as two. If it got to 10 minutes, it counted as four. So over the span of three nights closing, there were approximately 42 solos that I could get out. And I told Sides that he owed me at least $3 for each one.
Oh, that's great.
That's what I got.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's great. Well, we were just talking about like his songwriting versus like, you know, soloing, and how you can't just like
play guitar solos
and not have anything else. And so, there's balance there, right?
That's what I'm trying to get. That's
you got to find balance there, yeah, for sure.
When I'm done playing music, I want to have a catalog of albums that are, you know, that guy's a pretty good songwriter.
Yeah.
And those guitar solos sound pretty good.
Yeah.
And you can and it look respectable, you know.
Yeah.
I want there to be like a bargain bin CDs of handbags.
That's about to say, yeah, we'll like pick it up in the 99 cent store eventually. Yeah.
And 98 Bonnevilles on there. And I'm a dick when I drinks on there.
Yeah. I mean, can you really hope for more than that? I say nay.
All right, so just for those listening, when is this record coming out? As soon
this record soon? Is coming out on May 27th, come hell or high water.
All right. You heard it here first.
And who all helped on this?
Okay, so this is my second album on Rocket Number 9 Records, which is C.J. Griffith from Tragic City, the band.
This guy's great.
He plays bass in that band. And he has a record label called Record Number 9 Records. And he asked me several years ago if I wanted to do a record. And at that point I said, listen, if I do a record, this is what I want to do. And he said, that sounds perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
And we did almost exactly what I wanted. Benjamin Holcomb from New York played drums on it.
Word, yeah.
He was at school at the university at the mm-hmm. time. And John Harms, who is probably one of the best guitar players I've ever met in my entire life, played bass on it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
He's also a great bass player.
I've missed him. I haven't seen him play recently. Dude. He does that. He crosses his two fingers. He does these crazy jazz chords, you know, where he.
Yeah, he's very good at. He's very effortless at any kind of guitar playing.
Yeah,
he
played bass on yours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
But he's a very good bass player too.
For sure.
David Ray was supposed to do it, and he couldn't do it, so Jonathan Harms came in.
David and I went to school together.
Yeah, he's good.
We took some music classes together.
He's a good...
A lifetime ago.
He's a fun guy. He's playing on the 27th, actually.
Nice.
At Ghost Ray.
Nice. And so, as far as, like, album release parties, anything in the works?
We're having a CD... The physical copy is a compact disc, which is a format that some people say is obsolete, but I say is...
I disagree.
A thing that you can hold in your hand and look at while the thing's playing, which is kind of what I wanted anyway.
Yeah.
So, if we do a vinyl run, it'll be... I envision this as being part two of a trilogy, so I want the third one to be Return of the Jedi, and I don't know exactly how to achieve that, but...
Okay.
But this one is the darker one, and I'm proud of it. So we're putting this out on May 27th. The party will be at Ghost Train at 8 o'clock. Janet Simpson will be opening.
Is that the new one or the old one?
The new one, I believe. But okay. All things will be revealed as soon as... I've got a meeting with them on Monday, so...
Okay, cool.
Right on. And just to go back to songwriting style, just for singer-songwriters out there maybe listening... Getting familiar with your music, I know you said it wasn't about a time or a place, so to speak, except for your COVID song. Where do these songs come from? I know you mentioned like maybe just out at a bar drinking and just life and just putting that down. But...
Like bar life was kind of big on it for like Southern life and bar life and stuff like that kind of plays a role in a lot of the ideas that I have. I try to keep it a little bit vague for I want people to be able to relate to things. Also, like, it's hard to... I mean, at first it was hard to like, be absurdist and still have a broad appeal. Like, I feel like some more people than I would have thought think my shit is funny than I would have thought would think it's funny when I first started doing... When I first started, like, getting a little bit more attention for playing music. And... The last record was an eye-opener because I didn't factor in that there were literally thousands of people who had been watching me play when I was in Tuscaloosa over the course of years who had moved literally all over
everywhere.
The world. Yeah.
Yeah, we're everywhere, man.
And so like when it dropped, it was like, oh, this guy's gotten... So my Spotify numbers went wonky. And I was like,
oh, yeah,
what's going on around here?
Yeah, hey. Look at me, and, which you know, everybody, the record label's really happy, and you know, it was good for everybody. And then, but then you're kind of like, but how do I populate these rooms that I'm booking around the Southeast? Because they might not be there might be a lot of people listening around the world, but
yeah,
they're not necessarily all in Birmingham or Huntsville or you know Tuscaloosa.
Well, you tell them to come find me. I'll send them straight.
Tuscaloosa is always a good reception, though.
Oh yeah, it's like coming home, right?
Oh yeah, it's wonderful.
All kinds this of friends and family
this,
here.
This was my home for almost two decades, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Right on. Bob, anything else to do?
Man, I gotta get out to this crawfish boil. It's getting cold out there.
True that. Sure is. Three last questions and we'll get out the door.
Oh god, three more. Alright, I'm ready.
Three more.
I'm ready.
Number one. Just to plug Sam and what he's gotten going on here, it's his 9th annual crawfish bowl. What has been y'all's favorite part about this so far?
Man, it's all the friends and family here. It's just community, you know. There's always all kinds of people that are here that I don't really get to see that often, and you know, get to talk and just, you know, commune over some delicious crawfish and taters, and there's raviolis in there. I don't know if you saw the raviolis, but
I'd never saw that in a bowl, and I asked him, I was like, where did that come from, Sam? And he's like, well, you know, every time you throw a crawfish bowl, someone will be at your crawfish bowl and be like,
I don't eat crawfish.
Have you ever thrown this in there? Oh, I was in a crawfish bowl down here. They were doing this.
Right. It's like, so okay. he's just got a laundry list of all the things people have told him he should put in there. Yeah. That's great. Well, yeah, I've had some of this. It's amazing.
So how about it, Ham, so far?
Man, this is, once again, it's a little bit of a homecoming because I've been away for a few years. But since then I've, you know, obviously gotten divorced and started working a real job and like all that stuff.
Yeah, how's that real job going?
It's good. It's not much, but it's honest work.
Hey, yeah, we were talking before we got on. I also have a similar job that pays the bills. So I get it.
If I can pay my bills and all I gotta do is show up 40 hours a week.
That's the name of the game. It turns out. I learned too late in life, but here we are.
All right, question number two is plugging for each of you. Plugging social media, where can they find the album if they're listening online, and your future plans as far as like playing outside of Birmingham.
All Filler is going to be available on all digital platforms. There will be a physical CD that will be available at all my shows. There might be some commissions at local record stores and stuff like that, but I can't guarantee that. You can find my, you know, T-shirts and stickers and CDs.
Getting T-shirts. I've been seeing those popping around there.
And those stickers are dope.
Yeah.
Stickers are hot.
It's a good logo.
Yeah. Who did that?
Natalie Valentine.
Cool.
Who also sang background vocals on this record and the last record. She's the only background vocal voice on the last record, but she is one of three on the new one. And the other players and singers, the singers were Anna Hope, Natalie Valentine, and Holly Malone. The players this time around, I got to get Adrian Marmolejo on a record, so I'm excited about that. So I got Adrian on bass, and I got Jack Vogt.
Oh, yeah.
Son of Dan Vogt.
Oh, man. He's an amazing drummer.
He's unbelievable.
He's so good. Yeah.
On drums, and he's just...
That's incredible. Yeah.
He's a hard get, too.
Yeah. Is he these days?
Yeah, I tried to get him
I was watching him over at the Alcove
a lifetime
ago.
The last five gigs that I've tried to get him on, he has been...
Really?
He has been unavailable.
That's great. They say drummers are a dime a dozen, but yeah, I mean, you've got to be good to be that. Yeah. No, for sure. That's awesome. Now, wait, you said it was available on all digital platforms?
Yeah, it'll be...
I'm sitting, like, in the Buffalo Wild Wings or the Waffle House. Can I pull it up on, like, the Touch Tunes
jukebox? This is my problem with Touch Tunes. Touch Tunes will be on my CD Baby queue.
Yeah.
And they'll say, yeah, you're on Touch Tunes, baby. And you go and pull your stuff up on Touch Tunes, and it ain't there.
It doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to put our Live at the Brewery album that we made during the quarantine up on Spotify, and then I was reading down the list of like available platforms, like, wait, I can pull this up at Buffalo Wild Wings? Are you kidding me?
I think that it has something to do with explicit lyrics, though. So
that's probably exactly it.
But there's like... You can pull up My Pony by Genuine?
Yeah, give me a break. caveat, go to karaoke for me. Man, if you haven't seen me at Jackie's Lounge, tear that thing up, man, you're missing.
After my gig last night, we stopped by a bar and did karaoke, and I was like, I'm going to sing Daniel by Elton John.
Did you really do karaoke? I've been threatening to do it for years.
I was like, I'm going to sing Daniel by Elton John, and it went over so poorly that my buddy was like, look at this guy. Look at the pro over here.
So I won't be doing karaoke again.
That's amazing. Handbag you doing karaoke. Yeah, that's incredible.
I love it.
That's funny just by itself.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was funny.
God.
Last question, walking out the door. One at a time. What was your favorite part about this interview?
Oh man, I think that the looseness is your format is very loose, and I really appreciate that, because I get stressed out in some interview situations, just because I feel like it's very much, you know, this is what we're doing, this is what, like, minute by minute, and you're just kind of like, hey, it's about to happen, and we're going, and I'm into it. I might sound stupid later, but I'm into it. You're doing the Lord's work here.
Try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, easy going is definitely my flavor.
What about it, Bob? First time on the show.
Man, first off, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here, and I guess my favorite part is just sitting here with my friend Han Backby. Hey. I just hadn't seen him in so long, and it's nice to hang out with him.
I saw you come through the gate, and I was like, I think this would be fun. If I asked Bob to co-host with this,
yeah.
And I think that is my favorite part as well. It's like, I love doing Porch Talk. I love, like, the laid back, because when we were talking about doing the episode, it's like, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And we got to talking, and it was like, let's just let it happen.
You just got to let it happen. Yeah.
It was funny that I didn't know if you knew about this. So I was like, obviously this is kind of a private event, so I don't know if we're, yeah. I don't know if we're cool. And then I was like,
I got invited by like two different people. And I said,
Alan, I'm playing this crawfish bowl, and I could probably make it happen somewhere in West Alabama that day. And you were like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to be there.
You guess where I'm going to be? I was like,
it's serendipitous. We were meant to be here. So,
well, there you go.
I'm glad to hang out with you boys. It's been a good time.
So, boys and girls, be looking for Han Backby's All Filler. I do have, from our last sitting, you shared a couple of songs. I'll plug those at the beginning and the end of this.
Oh, killer.
Live cuts. That's all I got for you. We're about to go back out here and enjoy everything. Thank y'all so much.
Man, Alan, thank you so much. This is wonderful.
Thanks.
I love them playing Roger Miller.
What you want to do now? This one's pretty new. I think this is the newest one that I've written that's going to be on the. I'm depressed, I'm tired, I'm single, and halfway through my life, or whatever I guess you wanted me to say. If you'd kindly remember that you're the one who asked, and please try not to look at me that way. I know the drill, my dude, but every day's a struggle, and sometimes it'll show up on my face. But I'm showered on time and ready for the workday, and I promise you I'll always know my place. But still, I'm depressed, I'm tired, I'm single, and halfway through my life, or whatever I guess you wanted me to say. If you'd kindly remember that you're the one who asked, and please try not to look at me that way. Thank you.
person. I feel this way almost all the time. And I promise that it's usually not you. All but therapy and medicine have been a great big help that I promise I'll keep up no matter what I do. But I'm depressed, I'm tired, I'm single, and halfway through my life, or whatever I guess you wanted me to say. If you'd kindly remember that you're the one who asked, and please try not to look at me that way. And please try not to look at me that way.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.